Okay, we're going to see today the chinuch about the din about velus in general. So the chinuch says, "Mishrosha mitzvah mashkasafti pam harve misakay mois ke adam nifal ki pulois of shiyase." The first point, the first yisod is, people are affected. There's a feedback mechanism from the mitzvahs. Ki miyoseh bal choma lo yispail the dova bekoach, ad sheitzu yonim makoach lapol. Things that are not physically manifest, that are just ideas, don't really affect a person the way physical activities do. Al kein, bevoy elav einish mikra mois be'echad mikraivam, ashatev v'chayev ablahem. When God forbid somebody loses a relative that normally one is fond of and close to and loves, the Torah forces us to do things to become aware of it. The person understands it because of Averis. Kaddish Baruch Hu causes pain and distress only because of Averis. That's our Amuna. Anachnu baledas Yehudis ha'yikara. Ubetheizan liba inyadzeb ma'is avelos. As the person goes about avelos and does it, yoshiz daitoi lasois tshuva v'yachshav ma'isav k'fi koichoi. So a person learns to do tshuva and to better himself. V'hinei matzonim zeh v'mitzvah zeh will tell us Rav Ne'odah. And this is a tremendous talus for a person to allow him to be misbonen from that event and to grow from it. By mischakim akoyfrim, hamahavilim es kol divrei ha'olam ma'is Hashem na'anoi ro'im. Yeshisu oin v'liv mara yitlo ma'is ne ish le'mikra zman. People who are rishoyim and they laugh at everything and say, you know, what are you talking about? We're kind of it's normal. They ascribe Misa just for biology. And that's why they just say, just burn him, get rid of him. Now the burning is sort of a getting rid of him. So to understand that a person is special, that a person is unique, that there's hashkacha that took a person and led him and led his life, the burial is something that gives it that tzura. It's an emuna in the sense of hashkacha that each person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, plans his life, plots his life, interacts with his life, and so on. So the Chinuch says there's two main reasons for avedus. One is a hisiris of tshuva. I want to explain something. Even if the death is not unusual, even if somebody is 112 and you know, sick and everything, but Misa in itself is the product of Aveira. The Gemara says there are four that died be itchishol nachash. So that means there's a trace of poison in all of us. We've all done Aveiras. We've all done things that are a little bit wrong, and therefore we are bound to be a little bit we taste the taste of Aveira in every single Misa, some of it more imminent, some of it further down the road. Okay, the next one is a chinuch that speaks about why a Kohen Gadol does not have to be misabel. The halacha is a regular Kohen is not allowed to be metamit any mace except for the Zayin Krovim, where he fully engages in their, you know, in their levaya and so on. A Kohen Gadol, it says nothing. He eval kol mace nafshes mitzvah yovel la ovel imol etamit. The Kohen Gadol is completely separate from inyan ve'avelos. Why? Mishrosha mitzvah Mashikasafti lemala the mitzvahs loisasei aleph besedazeh. The Chinuch had written before the inyan of avelus, and he had said that a kohen, because misa carries some sort of element of ra to it, a kohen needs to misrachik. It says, but the Torah made an exception for relatives because the Torah understood that a person has emotions and he can't tear apart from his family. So the Torah allowed him because this is appropriate and it's a get of Drocher D'Archei Noam. So now the question is, what about Kohen Gadol? So he says, we learned before, She'inyan Atuma Royal Yisrachek Me'a Kohanim Shem Kedoshim Oysem Lech Hashem Tomit V'Kohen Agodol Hanivdol Yis Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Kohen Gadol is the most Kodosh. Im Yosef Al Guf, despite the fact that the Kohen Gadol has a Guf, Nafshoi Tishkoin Tomit B'Soich HaMashosim Al-Yoinim, his nefesh is amongst Malachim. In other words, he's really in a Madrega where the guf is a small appendage to his whole kaima, and his real mitzias is part parcel of Elyonim. Al kain loy tochus ha-teira lov lehat loy tumma loy lov. Teira did not bother to be matir tumma, v'afilu b'kravim, k'moy l'kahanim ad yaitrish k'afil l'mala. Why? Der chas rachman aleyem tishbuchu nafsham b'veis ha-meis, k'yach v'avon k'raveihem. The Torah was compassionate in allowing people to express the emotions and bereavement. Because he's so dovek lemala, yispashet legami miteva bnei ish. He's completely apart from the teva of people. V'yashkiach miliboy kol esik olam hazeh nifsa. And he has no shaykhis, the things of Olam Hazeh. Val chevras hakorov l'sifke nafshoi. And he doesn't cry for the loss of somebody close. Ki kvar hu nifred me'en baden ha'chayim, because he's already been apart from him in this world. I won't talk about this in the big picture. The Chinuch is saying that the Torah gave two different levels of hanhaga, of appropriate hanhaga, in the balance between quote unquote normalcy, which means seeing oneself as a Baal Guf, interacting with Baal Guf, to the beyond. The type of a Kohen is meant to be holy and so on, but the Torah recognizes needs and emotional needs, closeness and so on, are real needs, and that's how the Torah organized his life. There is one who is so high up that for him the difference between this world and the other world is already gone. In other words, it's as if he'd be there already, and he doesn't see people arriving there as being gone. He himself is in a different world already. Now, it's important to see both sides of it. This hanhaga is right and appropriate only for a person who's holding there. It'll help us put into perspective certain stories of Gedolim. The Moshe says the Vilna Gaon, his sister came to see him. She hadn't seen him for many years. He got up and he said, you know, the time in this world is short. It's chaval, we'll have plenty of time in the world to come. That was basically the extent of his dialogue with her. If anybody were to try to imitate that, he ought to get 2 pets, if not more. I mean, it's sick, it's stupid, it's yuhara, it's everything. For the Vilna Goyen, this is the appropriate hanhaga, because the Vilna Goyen is there already. I mean, it's like... If you're standing, you know, if you're in, you know, 5 minutes you'll be there, then you're there already. The role of the emotions within the context of normal human life really, really depends on the person. We are not allowed to do the things that we that belong to Kohen Gadol. By definition, Kohen Gadol is one. The Vilna Gaon was outstanding. Outstanding in the sense, not the usual, not the normal. Moshe Rabbeinu, the best example, I have a very good example. If somebody refuses to get married, then he's sort of not part of Klal Yisrael in a certain sense. He's doing wrong. Many halachas are stacked against him being a chazan. And it's that person who's shoyably isha is negative. If a person will come and say, it's there as avodas Hashem, will say, well, this is avodas Hashem. Ben Azai didn't get married because nafshe choshka b'torah. And we say that that's appropriate. Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife. So is it right to separate from your wife in order to learn Torah? Or is it wrong to separate from your wife? And the answer is, hakol efi mashu adam. If the person is really there, if the person is a b'chinas Moshe Rabbeinu or Ben Azai, then that's the mark of his kedusha and his chshivas, that he is no more niskak to a basar dam. He's kulei davak to Torah. If a person is not there, one drop not there, then the person is a choiter. He's a choiter mer lamakom. He's a choiter mer chavero. And that's a very, very, Aaron and Miriam both understood it to be wrong not to have a wife, and the pshat was they were right, ledar gosom. So if a person is, unless a person sees himself higher than Aaron and Miriam, then he can, if a person has paskin that he's higher than Aaron and Miriam, then he can think of the idea of not getting married. But calls on a person who holds up from Aaron and Miriam below, then he has to then he has to get married. And all the nonsense about starting this and that is nonsense. And the same thing is true with normal human interaction. If any stories you read about big people that sound strange, so first of all, the story may not be reliable. Very few of these stories were canonized by the Ashkenaz Agdola as one of the Chabad Sfarim. So one is not mechuyev to believe these stories, even if they're true, then one has to understand that which is not the norm is appropriate only for the Yechidei Skula. It's inappropriate. It's wrong. It's not the pshat. We don't have to do it. It's wrong in those cases. So the Koyhanim must be mitame. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to. He was one, and that's it. So understanding, there are stories that came out recently with a book about a living Gadol who was a big masmid, and they have stories where he didn't recognize his own kids' names. And someone of the kids said that we could stand the fire and watch our father learn, but we couldn't bother him, and so on and so forth. I have no idea of the reliability, and I have no idea of any of that. But for anyone to try and doing that on Haga, the person should know his kids will go off the derech, and he'll be responsible. That's for anybody else. There may be a Yechidei Skula, who is a different league, different world. He's a Pchinas Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's appropriate for him. But the derech hamelech for the Roy Binyan, of Klal Yisrael, Roiv, Ruba, and it's important also to know that there's a Yechidei Skula, like he says, he's already holding there, and he's already not here. I'd like just to follow up a story. Something what he says over his nephew is already there. I heard this story from Rav Zalig Epsizchon Bracha. He told me that he was very close with Lez Yudel. Felt very, very close bond with him. And he was once in Eretz Yisrael. So he came two times to Eretz Yisrael to visit, and he came into Reb Lazy Yudel to visit Reb Lazy Yudel. And the last time that he saw him was a few months before Rabbi Zil was nifta. And he walked in, and he didn't look well. Rabbi Zil was pale, and you could tell the age on him, and he kind of looked like he was going. And he was sitting kind of in a corner on the stand, sitting and learning. And he saw him, and he was kind of taken aback a little bit. So Rabbi Zil told him, "I know what you're thinking. You're looking at me, and you're seeing a frail old man who's already is going. Who's? Let me tell you that this is the happiest proof of my life." He said, "All my life, I've been torn to pieces with all of the obligations I have, and the tzaris and the responsibilities, and so on and so forth. And I never had the real nukhas hanefesh to sit and learn." He said, I mean, it's incredible, because Rizul was an inordinate masmid, but he just said that this is the burden of it. He said, "I'm already gone from here, and now I'm already sitting and learning the nukhas hanefesh. The responsibilities are off me already. I'm there already. You know, my bags are packed, and I'm already belong there." It was a very extraordinary perspective of a giant person. And fakir, for him, this is a makom simcha. A person strives for menucha, he has it. Now he stands on the Gemara, since he felt ready, I guess his son, my father, taking over responsibility. Yeshiva, he felt that he no longer has to be son of yeshiva, so he now belongs already there, and he's happy with it. Yeah, what do you want to ask him?
Rebbe, is the Torah giving this as an example? Because, I mean, how does this work with Kohen Gadol who were not... who purchased the position and whatnot?
They were not to be called. The halacha applies no matter what. It's the station and so on. The Torah speaks all their role. But you're right. That's why it's a terrible, terrible travesty to take someone who is not royal and to dress him in these garments of Kohen Gadol. Okay, it's not the Torah is responding and saying, "I know what the Kohen feels like, doesn't feel like." This is what a Kohen Gadol is and ought to be. Next one is a chinuch explaining the mitzvah of taking a psula. The halacha is that a Kohen Gadol needs to take a psula. What's the mile of psula? Mishosha mitzvah. Lifi sheika toiv shevodim u'shiyeloi machshava tohera v'nikiyus. It's a big mile for a person to have clean machshavas. Because what you do follows the machshava. Al kain royaloi lemishoris hagadol lidovik beisha shlekova machshavti bisharzosi boi shukar kedushin. That's why the great kain gadol should, the woman that becomes his wife should be someone that has not had any ties. Her mind doesn't have another man in it. And that in turn will make sure that his children have tremendous kedusha of Torah. I mean, how do you know that she didn't think of somebody else? What she thinks, you don't know. As long as it still was just a fantasy, it still was something b'koach, but it hasn't actualized itself, that doesn't make it possible. But once you've had physical contact with somebody, some part of you remains attached to that person. Chazal say even as she becomes older, she becomes a bogeres, which halachically is considered a non-psula, but it's not in fact. In other words, the halacha is, in halacha, a nara is from 12 and a half. Then she's a bogeres, which gives her certain statuses of not being a nara, certain status, yes. For a Kohen Gadol is allowed only that, he says, because once you become past the hill, past that age, it's very possible that she did think about someone else because she's been around so long without a husband. the derech in those years was to get married exactly that age was marriage age, anything past that was already considered past the hill. The same thing he says also, if you become an almana just from eris and from kedushin, even though you've never had physical contact, then the same thing. There's some sort of attachment because of the fact that the person gave you a ring and said kedushously. The same thing is, he says, the last paragraph, if she's a mukas eitz, which means it happened through an accident, so he says, a woman is not koris bris with anyone except for the one who made her into a kli. In other words, the man who turned her into a woman has a certain bond that's irreplaceable. And we want the strength of that bond. The strength of the bond between husband and wife is kadosh. And we want it in its fullest strength. It's a woman who has become, was a Naira Psula, and then there's a dynamic of Einisha Karetzis Pris Elamiyah Shasay Sakli, that a woman forges a bond with the person who made her into a woman, and therefore she will remain his forever. Okay, let's take a look at another piece of the Chinuch, and this is an interesting topic. A Kohen is not allowed to, a Kohen can't be a Baal Mum. Now the question is, why not? I mean, it goes against our senses of, letting people have a fair chance and so on. And it is one of the things that America is very praiseworthy, is the effort America makes to allow people that are handicapped in different ways to be able to integrate in the workforce. But why by Kohen would you eliminate Thomas Balmum? So he says like this. Mishrasha mitzvah lefisha ropul to Adam Ritsuya Salebra Aam Lefihashibus Isayam. Most mitzvahs attract and appeal to people based on seeing the person who does it. Let's give an example. If you see somebody who is very admirable, just he's somebody who attracts people, is wearing a gartel, then you would be inclined also to wear a gartel. If somebody who is some sort of nutcase wears a gartel, you would be disinclined to wear a gartel. And you build a lot of our emulation is built not on the activity, but on the person. We're usually emulating a person, not a particular maisa. Sometimes somebody can argue us into X or Y or Z, but at the end of the day, if you hold by the person who does it, you naturally like to imitate it. In Eshet Torah once, I don't know if I might have said over, there was a fellow who was, it was there a few months, a sweet fellow, nice fellow, doing right things, but his levush was a bekesha, like a halat, a kalina, with sunglasses and sneakers. And as much as they tried to prod him to be something a little more conventional and normal, he refused. And they went to ask Rav Noach Weinberg, and he said if he's adamant to get rid of him. So someone asked him, but why? He's not doing anything wrong. He's really a good kid, does the right things. He just has this mishigas. So Rav Noach said something very, very wise. He said, people don't act on arguments alone. They get a sense of things. So if you walk into a place and you get a sense about these people, these are people that are cool, these are people that are nice, these are people that are wise. So the message also gets a certain thing to do. If this is what these people who I can identify or admire do, maybe this is what I ought to do. But if you see crackpots doing something, a normal person doesn't want to do it. He said a normal person that will walk in and see this person will make a U-turn out, no matter all the arguments and persuasions. So this person is a roadie. He's driving people away from Yiddishkeit. So either or. If people are attracted by chitzonus, it is important. pochos mitzurasim mishuna bevarah. If a person, oh sorry, I would skip one. Kibiyosa adam choshev mar eyu v'toyv ma'isav. If a person is good looking and a tzaddik, people will like what they see. But if it will be the opposite, there'll be something about him strange, off. Even though he's an erlich person, a good person, people will still not like it. So here's a person who should be acting as a role model, and his maisim are the mitzvah role model, but people don't are not keen to imitate because he's not impressive even physically. Al kein be'emes ro'a li'os ha'shliach sh'akaporet lu'ya lov ish'chein yifei tor yifei marev v'nav chodrochov man yitves u'machshavos nishachov. We want the person that is going to, his job is to mashpia, so we want to have the attributes that would make him good mashpia, and good looking and pleasant and so on is part of it. Umovadze, efsa sheyesh b'shleimus sosi remez inyanim, shem toch machshavas adam ben titoy nafshat is ala. V'lachein einor shum tzad sheye boi shini tzurim kol tzor yisov, pen tispaz v'nem shem achashev tzor shini v'tol menachekes. He says, people, when they see some handicap or something, they tend to stare at it. They tend to focus their attention it, to look at it, to think about it. This will sort of sidetrack. A person coming to bring a carbon to a kohen should be all totally thinking about the carbon and avoda. Here they're going to think about other things. The next one is Abba Brunel. He says a similar thought. Why? He says, "Achena mitalam meisha shevay v'farish la'arin." The person, the kohen or ovid can't be balmum. It's a certain chil of kvod hashchina. It's not the kavod of the shchina that somebody who's lacking physically is his representative. Yan ki kol aroyim es akrim b'avodasi balmum, because when people see him, yispalub dim yoinam, they're affected by it. And they detest what goes on. The people associate. So if there's something about the surah that they don't like, not going to like what comes with it. And that's a gnai. So when you package something in a package that's not appropriate, that's not that turns people off, you're going to risk turning a person completely away.
Let's see. Okay, so I think we'll hold it here.